You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Thursday, September 4th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everyone. Partly cloudy skies here at the old world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison on State Street. Zommers, it's cool. It's fall-like. Fall is in the air.
It is, and I'm here for it.
I know you are. I mean, it is my favorite time of year. As we talked yesterday, I would prefer a couple more weeks of summer-like weather before it turns fallish in the air. But I'm going to get that. It sounds like temperatures are going to recover over the weekend by Sunday, highs in the upper 70s over much of Wisconsin. I know if our listeners up north, say in Hayward area and kind of points east there, a little bit of frost warnings last night.
Really?
Temperatures in the mid-30s last night or early this morning for lows. So fall is upon us. Get used to it. Another sign that fall is upon us, the NFL kicks off tonight. On, I believe, is it NBC? I don't know. We'll find out.
I don't know. It's so confusing now because it seems...
Lots of streaming, lots of over the air. Yeah, I know the Eagles are playing, so we'll talk a little bit about that in our second half hour, perhaps. Of course, the Green Bay Packers kick off this Sunday against the Detroit Lions. I was watching some national and listening to some national shows last night. Rich Eisen, some other people... A couple of people say the Packers are going to win the NFC North, but many people still picking the Lions to win the NFC North this year. So a really key and important game for the Packers coming up on Sunday. You can hear the game on many of our Civic Media Radio Network stations starting at 1 o'clock on WRCL in Richland Center, WCQM in lovely Park Falls, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, our brand new Packer affiliate, WAUH in beautiful Wautoma. So starting at 1 o'clock with a pregame show, I think kickoff is at 3 p.m. with Wayne Larrivee and The Rock right here on the Packer Radio Network. So cannot wait for that. So we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. We have a what's worse for you in terms of gasoline. I slipped up and I let the cat out of the bag yesterday. But we'll talk in hour number two. Regular gas versus premium gas. What's worse? And I'm very excited at the bottom of this hour or right after the farm news update with Midwest Farm Report and Pam Yonke and her staff, Amy Berrio from Clean Wisconsin, who has been on this program before. She is coming back because we're going to talk about something that's really, really important. And in my opinion, has been really, really underreported.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe it's just that the reporting has been there, but a lot of us haven't paid attention.
There's just so much else.
There's so much news. And there is. There is a lot of news out there. But Amy's here to talk about. So here's the deal. And we're going to play a cut from our friend and colleague. I guess we can say that because the Cripes cast with Charlie Behrens appears on this network every weekend, Saturday and Sunday mornings, right? Summers or afternoon?
At noon. Yeah.
Yeah, at noon. At noon with Charlie Behrens. He put out, and Charlie usually does the man-to-walk minute and, you know, tell your folks I says hi and that kind of, and it's hilarious. But he took a minute on Instagram last week to talk about these data centers. And, of course, everybody with their devices now and their phones, we got more data. Well, that can't just happen. There have to be data centers that make it happen, and the energy they use and the water they use is incredible, and it's happening right here in Wisconsin, and Amy's going to be here to explain why that means a threat to Wisconsin waterways.
Well, it's less for like our phones and more for AI because artificial intelligence uses a ridiculous amount of computing
power.
Sure.
But we use
powder,
AI,
power.
AI on our phones to,
that's true.
To a certain degree. Amy is going to be here at the bottom of the hour to go through that. Really hope you stay tuned because it's really important. And we all need, myself included, need to be educated and pay attention to that. But here's where I want to start. Out in Washington, D.C., I talked to you a couple days ago about my Labor Day weekend. Last Friday, went into my general physician, my GP, as they say. And I'm sure you'll all be happy to know that my general physician happens to be a 3-star general. So he's Dr. Don Bach is working on his 4th star this year. But I went in to see my 3-star general physician on Friday for my annual physical. Turns out everything is pretty hunky-dory, all in all. No major problems, thank goodness. I had my vaccinations for pneumococcal pneumonia and shingles. Now, I had shingles years ago at a very young age, relatively speaking, around 30 years old. But you still need to get, when you get to my age now, my early, mid-50s, but let's be honest, at 55, I'm no longer early. Time to get the shingles vaccine. Well, I had my first one a few months ago, went in for the second, and it knocked me for a loop. Was not pleasant. But now, actually today, I feel fantastic, if you want to know the truth. And so vaccines and vaccinations and immunizations are really, really important. Well, overnight, Ronnie DeSantis, Republican governor of Florida, the Sunshine State, as they say, there will be no sunshine for the children of Florida. As DeSantis and Florida Health, if you can call it that, announced they will no longer in Florida require certain vaccine immunization for kids going to public schools in Florida. Timely, timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says, because today out in Washington, D.C., the Secretary of Health and Human Services, RFK Jr., was scheduled already to appear before Congress. And things have gotten testy out there in Congress. This headline from CNN, GOP Senator is deeply concerned about RFK Jr.'s vaccine stance. How many times have we heard from my former party? They're very concerned. They're very concerned. But nothing seems to get done about it. Well, I don't know. Maybe this time there's hope. We're going to start this clip here. This is fresh off the presses. This is Louisiana United States Senator, a Republican, Bill Cassidy's line of questioning. Pretty clever. When he pressed Secretary Kennedy on how he can praise Donald Trump for Operation Warp Speed, the project that got the COVID vaccines going, which was, I give him credit for that, the administration. Of course, Dr. Fauci had headed that up, but still, it happened under Trump's watch. So how can Kennedy praise Trump for Operation Warp Speed while at the same time denigrating vaccines? Here is part of the exchange from Senator Bill Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana.
Bill Cassidy.
Thank you. Bill Cassidy, Republican of Louisiana, and Secretary Kennedy of HHS.
Senator Cassidy.
Thank you. I'll try and restore a little calm here. And I'm approaching this as a doctor, not as a senator. I am concerned about children's health, seniors' health, all of our health. And I applaud you for joining the president in a call for radical transparency. Thank you for that. I said yesterday, I believe it, that President Trump deserves a Nobel Prize for Operation Warp Speed. If he had been President Obama, he would have gotten it. But because of Operation Warp Speed, forcing the federal government to come to a vaccine development within 10 months when others said it couldn't be done, we saved millions of lives globally, trillions of dollars. We reopened economies, an incredible accomplishment. Mr. Secretary, do you agree with me that the president deserves a Nobel Prize for Operation Warp Speed?
Yeah, absolutely, Senator. That was phenomenal.
Let me ask you, but you just told Senator Bennett that the COVID vaccine killed more people than COVID. That was a statement.
I did not say that.
Okay, then let me ask, because you also...
Senator, I just want to make clear, I did not say that.
We'll check the record. That's
he
a
actually
question
did.
Of fact. You also said that you were also, as lead attorney for the Children's Health Defense, you engaged in multiple lawsuits attempting to restrict access to the COVID vaccine. Again, it surprises me that you think so highly of Operation Warp Speed when, as an attorney, you attempted to restrict access.
Let's stop right there, Thomas, just for a second. This is a masterclass. I'm not sure if Senator Cassidy ever took speech or debate classes or forensics. He is, I should have stated as well, he is an MD. He is a medical doctor, Senator Cassidy. And he voted, of course, to confirm Kennedy as HHS secretary. But this is how it's done. Whether you agree with Cassidy or not, this is how it's done. He looped Kennedy in and said, look, I think that Trump deserves the Nobel Prize for Operation Warp Speed. Wouldn't you agree? And Kennedy, with his steroid-ruined voice, said, well, yes, yes, of course, I agree. So he got him on the hook. And then he says, here's what you, but now you just said that more people died from the COVID vaccine than COVID, right? Well, I never said that. He did. I saw it earlier. And so Cassidy, because time is limited, says, look, well, we go back and check the record, but fine. So he's looping him in and putting Kennedy in a box. This is how it's done. Pick it up with Senator Cassidy and Secretary Kennedy.
Access. Let me ask.
I'm happy to explain why.
I have 3 minutes and 30 seconds left.
Right.
It also surprises me because you've canceled, or HHS did, but apparently under your direction, $500 million in contracts using the mRNA vaccine platform that was critical to Operation Warp Speed. Again, an accomplishment that I think President Trump should get a Nobel Prize for. You canceled $500 million in contracts. Now, I grew up in a middle-class family, so $500 million seems, this is canceled, it seems like an incredible waste of money. But it also seems like a commentary upon what the president was attempting, what the president did in Operation Warp Speed, which is to create a platform by which to create vaccines. So this just seems inconsistent that you would agree with me the president deserves a tremendous amount of credit for this.
Is this a question, Senator Cassidy, or is this a speech that you don't want me to answer? I want to answer that question.
Please.
If it's a question.
But be tight, please.
First of all, the reason that Operation Warp Speed was genius is it did something nobody had ever been done. I don't think any president but President Trump could do it. It got the vaccine to market that was perfectly matched to the virus at that time when it was badly needed because there was low natural immunity and there were people getting very badly injured by COVID. But it was also brought in therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and protocols for treatments. And there were no mandates. And
then, okay, I have another question, so please.
Let's stop right there, Salmers, just for a second. Because I want to get this in. This is important. I don't want to just take clips and say, "Oh, Todd chopped it up to make it sound like what he wants out there." This is really good. And again, I don't care that Cassidy happens to be a Republican. I don't care that he is pro-Trump. What I care about is he is putting Kennedy in a box like I have not seen done very well before. He got Kennedy to admit that Operation Warp Speed during COVID was genius, but Kennedy, of course, can't defend why he is against vaccines now. And he gets Kennedy out there on the record saying, well, yeah, Operation Warp Speed is great, but that's not just what we did. There was ivermectin, and people were putting tubes of light up their butt. He didn't say that, but that's essentially what he said. You can't have it both ways, Mr. Kennedy. Come on back. More after this. We'll pick up the rest of the conversation and also set things up for data centers, why they are dangerous, according to Charlie Barron. You heard that right. Come on back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 22 past the hour of 2 o'clock on Thursday, September 4th. Summers on the board. Want to get back to a very important issue. Lots going on right now out in Washington, D.C. This hearing of the Health and Human Services Secretary, RFK Jr., not on the stand, but appearing before the Senate committee right now. and being grilled by Republicans and Democrats alike. This comes on the heels overnight of Florida, Ron DeSantis, his state, saying that they will no longer require school kids to get immunizations to be admitted to schools in Florida.
Which is why I played that song.
Yes, it's dangerous. And here now, I want to finish this conversation up because Bill Kennedy, Senator Bill Kennedy of Louisiana,
Bill Cassidy.
Why do I keep saying that? Because it's the Cassidy other one's Kennedy. And Kennedy. Yeah. Thank you. Bill Cassidy, Republican of Louisiana, who is a medical doctor, is questioning Secretary Kennedy and got him to admit that yes, what Trump did or the administration during COVID to have Operation Warp Speed, which helped us get to a COVID vaccine, was great. And again, I don't care whether I don't agree with this, but it's not important right now. Cassidy asked Kennedy, I think that Trump should get a Nobel Prize. He said, should you? For that, yes. So he baits Kennedy into saying the Operation Warp Speed was Nobel Prize worthy. And then he says, but why can't you then, why are you denigrating vaccinations and vaccines now? And Kennedy is flailing. Let's go back. I want to pick this last minute or so up so nobody can say I didn't play the whole thing. Here is Senator Cassidy and Secretary Kennedy.
Against President Biden's mandates. Now,
I'm sorry, let me go on because
in terms
you've covered
of me
the mandates
canceling
before,
those contracts,
I have limited time, Mr. Secretary. I'm sorry. You've called for, and rightly so, that we should restrict participation in agencies for those with conflict of interest. I would like to submit for the record a evaluation of the conflict of interest of those who are on the ACIP and the Vaccines and Related Biologic Products Advisory Board. It was not 97% as alleged, rather it was 6.9%, and it was 1.2%, I think, for the other panel.
Without objection.
Now, I am concerned, though, because many of those whom you have nominated for the ACIP board... can I have my time back?
Yes.
Yeah. what I am concerned about is that many of those whom you've nominated for ACIP have received revenue as serving as expert witnesses for plaintiff's attorneys.
So this is getting off. Let's end it there, Zomer, just because it started to get off on a little bit of a different subject. But I want to make sure that nobody said, I cut it off and Kennedy said something else and you didn't play it. You heard that entire exchange. And Kennedy had no comeback for saying, yeah, I believed in vaccinations when it was Operation Warp Speed under Trump for COVID, but I don't believe in him now. Good questioning. Whether you agree with him or not, good questioning by Cassidy. Mark, can you, in prayer to SAC, Mark, can you get in what you need to say in 30 seconds?
Well, actually, a Nobel Prize was awarded for the vaccine, or the research leading to the vaccine was in 2023, was Katlyn Kariko and Drew Weissman that actually received a Nobel Prize for the mRNA research that actually led to the COVID vaccine. And let's remember, Warp Speed, we were just joining the rest of the world in that program. I understand giving Donald Trump a handsy to, stroking his ego to give him a Nobel right. prize. But I mean, and this and trapping Kennedy and that. But I mean that it's a little annoying that damage that Trump is doing to science. And
no, I get it. And I'm up against the clock, Mark. I don't disagree. I'm just saying that's how you put people in a box. You get them to agree to something that everybody agrees is factual, but yet they can't defend themselves on other things that are factual. Here's something that's factual. Charlie Behrens, who appears on this network every Saturday and Sunday at noon with the Cripes cast, also does the Manitowoc Minute. He posted this, which is not particularly comedy, although he does some humorous things in this. This is a great precursor to what we're going to talk about next. This is Charlie Behrens putting it down where the chickens can get at it on data centers.
Port Washington, Wisconsin just approved a massive AI data center because apparently the Common Council got blackmailed by a robot. Folks, that's why you only send fish pics. Here is what the data center's gonna look like. Shit. However, Silicon Valley applauds the decision for building another massive data center anywhere other than Silicon Valley. Folks, Wisconsin's becoming a dumping ground for these AI data centers because these tech douchebags know we got a lot of fresh water in the Great Lakes. for now. But these things have been replacing farms and forests all over Wisconsin. So get ready to say goodbye, America's Dairyland, and hello, America's Motherboard. That license plate's gonna suck eggs. Now, on the one hand, this data center may destroy the land, take water from farmers, pollute the Great Lakes, pleasure the devil, lower property values because of light and sound pollution, also lower the aquifers, screw up your water pressure, increase power bills, force neighboring towns to put up power lines they don't want, shout out West Bend, create very few jobs that will quickly be replaced by robots, and did I mention pleasure the devil? But on the other hand, without these data centers, AI wouldn't be able to take our jobs or end all of humanity. So, you know, it's a balancing act here, folks. You gotta take the bad with the terrible. And we're not doing it for us. No, this is America. It is our civic duty to make sure the billionaires become trillionaires with no expense spared, especially our own. Now, look, folks, I don't live in Port Washington, all right? I live a walleye's whiz away. But I can tell you this much. I watched the Common Council meeting, and I saw each and every one of you get up there and say you didn't want this data center. And then what'd the Common Council do? They said, yeah, we hear ya. Well, that's got to be a no-go. This isn't the federal government, okay? It's supposed to work. Here in Wisconsin, we care about people, and we care about walleyes and ducks. We don't give a loon's toot about Silicon Valley. I don't know what's going on with your Common Council, Port Washington. Maybe they're drinking the water coming out of a data center. It's not too late though. Port Washington, don't give up the fight. And everyone else, make sure your Common Council ain't pulling the same crap. I don't want Wall-E, I want Wall-I. And I think you do too. Well, folks, that is your Man to Walk Minute special report. As always, go Packers and the Bears.
Nobody does it better than Charlie Barrage. You can hear him every Saturday and Sunday at noon at the Cripes Cast. That's it right there. Data centers. We'll talk to Amy Burial of Clean Wisconsin on the science, why these data centers are dangerous to Wisconsin waterways. Come on back as the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Farm News starts right now. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 35 now past the hour of 2 o'clock on this September 4th, 2025. Well, I always like it when people come and sit at the desk with us and are here in person. Nothing wrong with StreamYard, but we always have better conversations, I feel like, when we have somebody here with us. And that is the case. We welcome her back to the program, Amy Burial from Clean Wisconsin. Amy, how the heck are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. I got my vaccines last week, and so it knocked me out for a couple of days, but okay. Actually feeling great today and really happy you're here. Before the break, before the farm news break with Pam Yonke and the Midwest Farm Report, we played, I know you've seen it, this really good clip on Instagram by Charlie Behrens. Mm-hmm. And if people haven't seen it, you can go to Instagram, look up Manage to Walk Minute or Charlie Behrens and find it. I don't know, Zomers, can we link an Instagram link in our show notes somehow?
Yes, that'll be in there.
Look at how great he is. Aaron Zomers, best producer in the business, as they say. So we'll have it on there, so our show notes, so you can look it up and watch it on there. If you're just joining us, Amy, correct me at any point if I'm getting this wrong.
Okay.
Essentially, what Charlie said is, hey, we have these things called data centers, however you want to say it, and a lot of them are in Silicon Valley. And now we got Yahoo's coming out here to Wisconsin saying, because these things take so much water, hey, guess what Wisconsin has? Lots of water because we're sitting next to the Great Lakes. Mm-hmm. And so these data, there's already, I didn't realize this, at least 30, right? Either it running or under consideration.
Well, there's a slight difference between just plain old data centers.
Uh-huh. And then, let's start there.
And then these AI data centers.
Let's start there.
So we've had regular old data centers for a while in the Midwest, and they power our things that we do. Our
phones.
Yeah, all those emails you don't delete, where are they stored? They're stored in a data center somewhere. Every time you stream a Netflix show, where's that coming from? Well, a data center is helping bring you that.
Let's if I could pause you right there, because I think this is really, really important what you just said. Mm-hmm. Because I think through narrative that everybody wants, it lives in the cloud. Everything's in the cloud.
Yeah, it's nowhere.
And somebody thinks that, I mean, I think in my head, you think, oh, this is just like up in space or over the air. No. The cloud is actually a physical thing on the ground, correct?
Yeah, so there is a building somewhere that houses all that data that we are accessing all the time. Mm-hmm. And so that's been going on for quite some time. But suddenly it feels, here comes AI. So this is an incredibly intensive way to get information. It takes a lot of data centers, a lot of energy to power. I think we all kind of know we're in this sort of pivotal moment in human history where we have to get a handle on climate change, to get a handle on the way we produce energy, you know, start moving to clean energy, start using less energy. We need to figure those things out really fast here in the next couple of generations. But what we have coming into this moment is an energy user like we have never seen before. And so when you talk about that Charlie Behrens clip, I think, you know, that is about that Port Washington data center development. And I think a lot of people, when they realized the scale of this data center, were shocked. This is going to be one of the largest data centers in the country, if not the world. Wow. It's going to use more energy easily than 4 million homes. It will be like the biggest city Wisconsin has ever seen with no people living there.
Let's say that again, make sure people get it. That this will be like 4 million homes?
Right, worth of energy.
That's the amount of energy this thing is going to suck out of the resources of the state of Wisconsin.
Right, more than 4 million homes. And so I think suddenly that made people sort of pay attention to, like, wait a minute, what's going on? Because, yes, Wisconsin, we are at the center of, you know, the largest freshwater resources in the world, our Great Lakes, incredibly valuable. We also have a lot of land, a lot of agricultural land. Mm-hmm. You know, this data center in Port Washington is almost 2,000 acres, mainly farmland, that's going to be, you know, converted into a campus of buildings that hold computer servers, you know, software servers. And so data servers, that is, that's an eye-opening transition to go from, you know, what feels like overnight, a total change in what's happening in Wisconsin. And I think people are starting to pay attention.
You mentioned, by the way, we're talking with Amy Berrio from Clean Wisconsin on this issue that I don't think has gotten enough information and coverage. Or I know some people pointed out that maybe it's not the coverage is lacking. It's just there's so much news out there. And this is not exactly a sexy topic to talk about. Oh, data centers, that sounds boring. You know,
But
I think I credit Charlie Behrens a lot for, as we say, putting it down there where the chickens could get at it and say, hey, you like go walleye fishing? This ain't good. You know? I mean, that's a simplistic way to say it, but it's also very, very true, is it not, Amy?
Well, I mean, I think you'd have the data center developers saying, hey, you know, don't worry about the amount of water that this is going to use. I know for that Port Washington site, the developer is saying, well, we're going to use like a recycled closed loop water system, and it's going to be, you know, less water. The same thing you're seeing at Microsoft, same thing they're saying, data center developed, being developed potentially in Dane County, it has not gone through the approvals yet. So you're seeing, I think, data center developers kind of understand that people are going to start worrying about water, so they're trying to kind of tamp down on those concerns.
Narrative.
Yeah. But what we don't have really is a lot of transparency, like exactly how much water are you going to use? What about on the hottest days of the year when our water resources are already stressed? You know, we got farms using water for irrigation. We have households using water. Now we have a data center wanting to use water. How much is it going to be? And what we're not seeing is a lot of transparency. The data center that's been proposed in Dane County, we don't know exactly how much water it's going to use every day. We don't know exactly how much energy it's going to use. We don't know who the final owner of this site is going to be. And so what we're discovering is oftentimes these data centers are coming to town and already have deals with the energy utilities who are actively courting them to come. And by the time anybody learns about it, the deals are already done with very little transparency or opportunity for the public.
Let's go back to Port Washington because, and I want to make clear, I'm trusting Charlie Behrens and other people like you and reporters have covered this. So I'm going to go with that there was an open hearing, a meeting, give Port Washington credit for that. And I don't know what the exact breakdown was, but overwhelmingly it appears that the citizens of Port Washington that came out said, no, we do not want this. And yet the Port Washington Common Council voted to go ahead with it. I think it's worth noting, Amy, is it not, that this is what makes this so dangerous right now, in my opinion. Republicans in the legislature have underfunded local municipalities. And that has been pawned off as, oh, we gave you an increase. It really didn't cover what local municipalities needed to exist. So they're left with, Do I raise taxes on my constituents in my county or my city or my village? Oh, hey, here's this great data center that has a great big multi-million dollar check that will take care of my budget deficits locally. All I have to do is say yes, and they're going to create data. Is that unfair?
Well, I mean, you raise very good points. Like, you know, this Vantage, which is going to be the owner of this data center, is going to pay up front $175 million. And that money is going to go to, I imagine, badly needed infrastructure. Also, it'll go into, you know, getting its own water tower, getting its own sewer and water hookups, getting power lines run out there, getting all the infrastructure that it needs. And these data centers are going to be paying more taxes than it would be if it was agricultural land.
Right.
And so
exactly.
I think.
Exactly. Bingo.
I think communities are seeing those dollar signs, and they've been sort of trained to see the dollar signs, right? That's kind of how we've been functioning for a long, long time. It's hard to find, you know, folks who are really enthusiastic about having a data center come to town, though, when you look past those incentives.
And you bring up a great point. Landowners, harder and harder, as we know from Pam Yonke and others, for our farming community, our ag producers to make a living. And now with a labor shortage due to things going on out in Washington, and someone comes along and says, I'll give you five times what your land is worth. Your worries are over. And these data center people are, this is eerily reminiscent of the whole Foxconn crap that happened under Scott Walker, in my opinion. Let's go to the phone lines real quickly. 855-752-4842. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, what say you?
Well, I am glad that you're having this conversation. I've been worried about this for several weeks now, since I started hearing a little bit more on the radio about data centers coming to Wisconsin. And that's a scary thought, and I hope people are doing their due diligence in as far as looking things up and paying attention, because the groundwater has been destroyed. I've seen several different blogs and articles about it. And the groundwater is bad. Mm-hmm. Their electricity bills have skyrocketed for the homeowners in the areas around those data centers.
Yeah.
And that's a scary thought, and something that all Wisconsinites should be aware of, that utility bills will go up, water quality goes down. Some of the people that live in around those areas where the data centers are and are being built, they have 24/7 lights on.
Right, that's the other thing to think about. Yeah,
in their house all the time.
Ollie, thank you very much for the call. Really, really appreciate it. We're talking with Amy Berrio here of Clean Wisconsin. Amy, comments on Ollie's comments.
Well, I want to talk about some of the, I think, environmental impacts that people are concerned about with data centers. And, you know, it's important when we talk about energy use especially to understand that these are enormous energy users, but also that they're being, as I mentioned, actively courted by our energy utilities in the state. So that Port Washington Data Center was initially envisioned as a smaller project. And then according to the developer, after meeting with WE Energy's executives, they made the decision to use three times more energy at that site than had originally been planned. Alliant Energy worked with a data center developer in Iowa and then actively courted them to come to Dane County and set up shop in Vienna. So that is currently a proposed data center. So our energy utilities make a guaranteed rate of return profit every time they build a new power generation facility. And what we're looking at here, as we've seen with the Microsoft data center in Mount Pleasant, is that these energy utilities want to build new gas plants primarily to power these data centers. Well, we all know that that's burning fossil fuel, that's adding to air pollution. And what we want to see at Clean Wisconsin is a plan from some of these developers and some of these utilities for clean energy, for using less water, for, you know, transparency about what the impacts are going to be. Because I'm going to tell you, these data centers also have diesel-burning generators on site, backup generators. And they have to test those periodically. Yeah. On the Microsoft side, it's hundreds of diesel generators on site. You know, that's real air pollution for the people who live nearby.
You bring up the topic, and I'm glad you did. We'll come back here and get your answer to this. But you bring up the topic of energy companies involved here. Mm-hmm. Does any of this run through the Public Service Commission in the state of Wisconsin?
Not this. So
really?
Basically, what to some extent, but not the approvals of the.
We'll
centers.
Come back and talk with Amy Burial. Get your the full answer on why isn't the PSC having something to do with this and more. Data centers in Wisconsin, not exactly great neighbors. More after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network on this Thursday, September 4th, 2025, 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, CBS News, a check of weather. Mike Clemens and with a great sports report. NFL kicks off tonight and another edition of What's Worse in hour number two. Right now we're talking about a very important topic to all of Wisconsin, and that is these data centers. Which power, as Amy explained, we have Amy Burial here from Clean Wisconsin, explained so very well in our first segment. You have ones that are just general information, and now these kind of bigger ones with AI, artificial intelligence. And Charlie Behrens of Manitowoc Minute appears on the has the Cripes cast on our network on Saturday and Sundays at noon. Usually does a lot of funnier stuff, comedy, but he took time out to put out this very serious post on Instagram. Zommers is going to link it in our show notes, walking us through and focus specifically, as Amy has sussed out, Port Washington, which despite an overwhelming amount of their citizens saying, no, we don't want a data center, passed it anyway. And the effect to Wisconsin water in particular, but a lot of other concerns. And I hope people don't think, oh, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying everybody out there, but there are people who are going to say, oh, it's just another, you know, lefty, you know, not Amy, but I mean the issue. It's another lefty green issue that they're just trying to make up. You think that Charlie Behrens is a big lefty? I don't think so. And the thing is, this is not, we during the break, I'm getting this from a place called datacentermap.com, saying that there are 45 data centers from 9 different markets in Wisconsin currently. It goes from Eau Claire to Wausau, Marshfield, Wisconsin Rapids, Green Bay, Appleton, Madison and the Dane County area, Milwaukee and the Milwaukee County area, and Kenosha. Amy Burial, This is something that every Wisconsinite should start paying attention to if we haven't already.
I think so. And again, there's a distinction between smaller data centers and these giant AI data centers. You know, the Microsoft data center reports say will use as much energy as, you know, all the homes in Milwaukee. I think it's 300,000 homes. This Port Washington data center is many times larger than that, the biggest energy user in the history of the state. And so these new AI data centers are a lot larger. And the amount of energy it takes to meet those needs is on a scale like we've never seen. And that's what we need to really be grappling with.
We're up against the clock. I apologize. Okay. I'd love to have you back on this really sincerely. Yes or no, or right or wrong, Wisconsin is not the only place we could put these. So the argument, well, if it has to go somewhere, if it doesn't here, we're not going to be able to use your phone or your AI.
Right.
But our clean lakes, our rivers, our town wells, we ain't getting those back once they're gone.
Well, right. We have to protect these water resources in every way possible. We cannot let those go. And I think the AI genie is out of the box. Like there's nothing that's going to put that in. And so what we'd like to see at Clean Wisconsin is how do we make these data centers sustainable and not a drain on our water resources or our energy resources? We really need to see that, and we need transparency about what they are going to mean for our environment, and we definitely do not have transparency right now.
I think that's really important, and I appreciate Wisconsin or Clean Wisconsin's take on that. I mean, that might surprise some people. I think maybe I'm farther left. I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them because my attitude is these can go somewhere else. We only get one chance to get it right in our generation for Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, Lake Winnebago, the Wisconsin River. Go right down the list.
I think it's fair to say, yep, put these somewhere else. But that doesn't solve the ultimate problem of these are going to be a drain on some community somewhere. And maybe we can be leaders and figure out how to take a more sustainable and transparent approach to what's going on.
That's why you're part of a thoughtful organization like Clean Wisconsin, and I'm just talking from 2 to 4 spouting off.
Well, people are angry and people are upset, and it's totally understandable because this is, as I said, it is shocking when you look at what the needs are of these data centers.
About 2 minutes left, Amy Burial from Clean Wisconsin. What have I not asked you about these data centers that you want to make sure that people across the state understand?
I want to make sure people understand that the energy use is going to have a cascading impact. So if the energy utilities that bring in these data centers don't plan, and they have no requirement to plan to meet these energy needs with clean energy, we're going to have a lot of gas-burning power plants popping up in communities, and that is going to be a terrible thing for people's health. It's going to use a lot of water, and we can't let that happen.
These data centers, are they like the Bitcoin mine things where they have that ridiculous hum? And it's the noise pollution as well?
I think there's a noise. And certainly when they're testing out their diesel generators, that'll be noisy and have some pollution associated as well.
I mean, folks, look it up on 60 Minutes. There was a story either last season or the season before somewhere in the United States, like Missouri, where they put these Bitcoin mine things. And it ruined people. In the country, in rural areas, they can't live there anymore.
Well, I mean... That's why I think we need to kind of like press pause and figure out what this is going to mean for communities before, we race down the road with approving data centers.
Yeah. Amy Burial, thank you so much for taking time. Thank you so much for calmly laying things out when perhaps the host today isn't so calm. Because these things get my craw because my former party isn't doing their job, in my opinion, of funding local governments. Local governments then see companies like this mm-hmm. solve their economic problems, but we're jeopardizing generational, environmental, and living in this state all for the sake of a dollar. And we could solve it because last time I checked, we got a $4 billion surplus up the street at the state capitol.
This is all true.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Hey, how about that, folks? Folks can find you at cleanwisconsin.org.
Yep, that's it.
Clean, is it spelled out? Cleanwisconsin.org?
Yep, cleanwisconsin.org.
All right. Go to their website, folks. They're a great organization. They're doing the Lord's work, as they say, protecting our natural resources in the state. Amy Burial, you're fantastic as always. We'll have you back soon because I want to make this show a spearhead for this issue because we need to start talking about it more, including me. This is a great start. Thank you, Amy.
All right. No problem.
Come on back. Hour number two is straight ahead. Talk about something less important. What's worse, regular gas or premium gas? Come on back. We'll have more after this in hour two on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.